So, the topic of the sixth body contemplation in the Satipatthana Sutta So it is called the nine charnel ground contemplations. And as I mentioned at the beginning, the previous practices, especially the 32 body parts, considering body as a bag of beans, and the elements which you did yesterday, elements of earth, water, fire, and air. This body is nature, nature inside, nature outside. So, in the practice that we did, we envisioned, we brought to our attention, to our contemplation, to our mind, to our imagination, that this body is not so separate from other bodies. I actually did apple today just to be more gentle with entering into this practice. With an image that I also showed at the beginning and an apple decaying on the forest floor. So we are not different. We are, this body is not different. This body is nature. This body is ours, and yet it's not ours. We weren't given a choice menu before we were born, were you? I want this feature. I want to be this tall. We didn't really choose this body. This body is nature. This is a deep and beautiful contemplation that helps us, that supports us not to take this body so personally, so every wrinkle, every this, every that, this body is nature and will go back into nature. It can't be any other way. We know this, of course, we know this. And yet, we try to, well, the society, especially the Western society, keeps it as a hidden secret almost. And our going back into nature is so sterilized. Is hidden, is taken away from view. And this practice really tries to bring it into our consciousness that yes, this body is nature. It will go back into ground. It will decompose all the sinews, the flesh, the bones, all the elements inside will go back to nature. It's natural. And this practice is laid out step by step by step, actually in quite a lot of detail. And when I teach longer day-longs or retreats, I think it would be more appropriate. But for today, as it's brief, not going through the nine stages because it takes some preparation, but I will read them from the sutta so that you know what is in the sutta. And then I'll talk a little more about what some of the effects of this practice could be perhaps, but of course you explore for yourself to see what it does for you. So here is the section of the nine charnel ground meditations, contemplations from the Satipatthana Sutta. Again, practitioners, as though one were to see a corpse thrown aside in a charnel ground. And just to say, the charnel ground in the times of the Buddha was an over the ground place where bodies were left to decompose and decay. So not underground, but overground. And there was a practice, a very active practice of the monks going to charnel ground to do this practice specifically, to actually witness bodies left to decompose in different stages. And that's what the nine stages are, that this body is yes, it's alive and it's nature. It will go through these nine stages. So please humor me as I will read these stages for you. So, as though one were to see a corpse thrown aside in a charnel ground, 1, 2, or 3 days dead, bloated, livid, with oozing matter, which is what happens with every dead material, including this body. So that's one stage one. Second stage, being devoured by crows, hawks, vultures, dogs, jackals, and various kinds of worms. Again, it's part of nature. Nature is very efficient, very efficient. I showed an image of a nurse log. A log in the forest that has fallen becomes food for other beings, for other forms of life. A nurse log. So we become a nurse log in this way. Food for earthworms. Next stage, a skeleton with flesh and blood held together with sinews. A fleshless skeleton smeared with blood held together with sinews. Again, clearly they observed a lot of detail what happens. Skeleton without flesh and blood held together with sinews. Next stage, disconnected bones scattered in all directions. Next stage, bones bleached white, the color of shells. Next stage, bones heaped up more than a year old. Next stage, bones rotten and crumbling to dust. So all the nine stages is the invitation in this practice in detail. One compares this same body with it thus. This body too is of the same nature. It will be like that. It is not exempt from that fate. So this practice, this contemplation practice, is one to bring to mind either being able to be in the charnel ground or imagining in one's imagination to imagine, yes, this body as if lying on the forest floor is not so different from the apple decaying or anything else decaying. This body is nature. This body is nature. And one impact that this practice can have is, again, actually multiple impacts, I'll speak about one first, is to loosen our attachment to this body, our over preoccupation. We're preoccupied, but over occupied. This body is nature. And it doesn't mean that we don't treat it then with respect or we don't take care of it. No, not at all. We take care of it as this amazing, incredible piece of nature that somehow is us or has been entrusted to us to take care of without taking it so personally. Oh, my skin, my hair, my, as if it's my stomach is gurgling or as if we have, it's our personal responsibility to make it all act exactly. It acts according to the laws of nature. The hair might be frizzy according to the laws of nature. It's humid, or we get sick according to laws of nature. So it really brings a different, healthier, more free, again, not a careless, but a more free, a different ways of relating to this body, not taking it personally, and yet loving it, caring for it as this amazing, incredible piece of nature. Another impact it can have is to again bring awe for this piece of nature that's alive. It will be dead when the liveliness, when this aliveness, when we take our last breath and aliveness is no longer part of this body. It will die. It will decay very quickly. In fact, within minutes, there is research that internally gases and compounds and chemicals in the body start to decay. I think I read, was it 20 minutes, 40 minutes? I forget now. After we take our last breath. So that this piece of nature is alive. All these cells are alive and functioning, and we're thinking and going about our lives and have agency. Wow, this piece of nature is alive. It's just amazing. It fills us with a sense of awe that we want to drop to our knees and kiss the ground in awe that this body is alive in this brief moment. And the mind can let go of so many preoccupations that are not healthy, are not needed. So may we all find freedom in embracing our impermanence, not hiding it, but embracing the impermanence of this body. And may it be a cause for freedom and ease for all of us. Oh, one last thing. I invite you in the next few days to bring attention, to bring awareness to maybe if you do composting, you know, if there's a piece of fruit or food that's decaying. Oh, nature, this body is not so separate. So bring it into your consciousness instead of pushing it away and letting it be sterile in a way not seen. Bring the fact that this is nature. Bring it into your consciousness. This is nature. So, and one thing that I want to invite you, for those who may want to actually take this practice, if you feel ready this morning to take this practice to the next level, what I'll do is that I'll formally close this morning. And then I will share the link for the Zoom link that I'm on right now. And there are a few more images of this practice that I can offer that for those who want to see them. You're welcome to enter the Zoom link and see that there are a few more slides to the presentation again, if you like to see them, you can get on the Zoom link. Otherwise, continuing to practice in a natural way. So thank you all for your practice. Deep bows for your generosity, for your practice. May you be well. May you be free.